Amanda, how's it feel being a second-year guy and being able to just concentrate on playing football and not all the other stuff that goes with it, just being a rookie?
Well, technically, I'm still considered a rookie. According to Tuck and C. Wood, you have to play four games into your second season to get out of that rookie realm. So I'm still a rookie in a sense, but it's definitely good to have the veteran guys back in, really giving us guidance as far as our young secondary crew, and just keeping us on what we need to do as far as film study, technique, and going out there and executing every day. So it's been good.
They didn't bring in a lot of guys, veteran guys, at cornerback this year. Did you take that as a sign of confidence in the young group that's here? Did they believe in what you guys can do?
Definitely. I think that we all know of the situation that we've been brought into, and it's caused us all to step up each and every day to compete to the highest level, practicing every rep, knowing that the situation of them not bringing anybody in is they really believe in us, and so we have to face that challenge, definitely.
Last year you were able to provide a spark in the punt return game, but you know, late in the year Latavius went from being the kickoff return guy to being the primary tailback. Coach Seeley comes in, new special teams coordinator. How do you assess where the return game is right now?
I think competition is good, and I feel that we brought in some guys that can definitely compete for that return game spot, both kickoff return and punt return, which is good. You know, iron sharpening iron. So day in and day out, I think it's a good competition battle that us, me being that I played there last year, and then the young guys coming in to compete to make sure that you're not comfortable in a sense. So I'm excited for the guys that we've brought in and how effective we can be in the return game this year.
Were you curious to get to see Amari Cooper in to guard him for the first time when he comes in as the fourth pick of the draft? I'm sure it was.
I think, you know, as far as Derek Carr, you know, I think he's very excited for that atmosphere to bring him in. And then on the defensive side, it's definitely great to go against competition day in and day out. I think that's the best part of competing, is you want to always go against the best. So Amari brings a lot of skills to the game, and he's been doing a great job as far as offensively.
Ken Norton Jr. is the new defensive coordinator here. He's won championships. He's been a coach on championship teams. What does he bring to the huddle, the meeting room, the film room?
Energy, high energy, serious belief. Definitely the mental focus that he has and changing our mentality as far as the mind and making us believe within everything that we do, from waking up in the morning, from driving over here to work, from lacing up your cleats. Everything that he's installing as far as presentations that he's been giving us has been a real mental focus. And I think coming into meeting rooms, you're excited because you don't know what he's going to say or what he's going to do. So he definitely brings that excitement and that mental capacity that we need to try and gain and grasp as a sponge to get it.
How do you compare going into this year versus last year? Last year, obviously, you were a rookie coming in, you know, late round pick. This year, maybe starting quarterback going into camp. What's your approach been this offseason, and how's it been different as far as?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing this year is you can't make the same mistakes that you made last year. And a lot of the times within your rookie year, some of the stuff that you do as far as mistakes, it kind of gets shaded because it's like, okay, he's a rookie. So definitely coming into your second year, you definitely have to have the knowledge base and understanding that, okay, these are the things that I made my rookie year. How much can I improve and what can I improve on my second year so that going into my second year, I'm more comfortable and understanding of what offenses are trying to do and attack you, certainly. So that's the biggest grass that I've been trying to handle, is working on my craft and sharpening myself.
Where do you see some of those improvements have been made?
First of all, I think the biggest improvement is schematically. You know, I think when you play this game, schematically, teams break down their offenses in a certain way. And so being able to pick that up in film study from your first year, you're more so worried about making sure you understand the plays, making sure you understand yourself, and so that you can get on the field. But second year, you're definitely trying to scheme on what the offense is doing and come to more of an understanding. And then situationals, you know, 2-minute, red zone, short yardage, end of the game, you know, those are the most important components of this game that determine a win or a loss. So making sure that we understand those concepts as well.
You guys talked about how this defense is maybe a simpler defense than you guys played in the past. Does that help you be more aggressive with your players or thinking as much?
Yeah, I think definitely when you are allowed to simplify things so that everyone on the field, all 11 guys on both sides, can understand it quick, because nowadays you're playing teams who line up in 12 personnel but are in empty, you know, so you have to be able to think very fast on changes and adjustments. So when you simplify things, it allows the teams to play faster and sharper.
You have Charles Woodson in the secondary with you. Now you have Rod Woodson on the sideline with you. You talk about a knowledge base. Did yours expand overnight?
Definitely. I almost have a book of notes that I just grasped from them too. You know, some previously from Woodson last year, and now, you know, having Woodson this year, both of them, you have a sense of every question that you could imagine asking, they have mostly the answer to. So it's really up to you as a person, as an athlete, to say, I'm going to utilize them as much as possible as a backbone to certain situations, how I should play and my technique, and how they view things within their careers. So that's a huge, huge factor. Huge.
Usually when you start playing tackle football, you put the flags away, but you guys are wearing them out there on the return game. Did you ever do that in high school or college or any time until you got here?
You know, I think the biggest difference from any other level in this level is learning how to play and hold yourself up in space, because you are practicing majority of the time without pads, you know, so going up for the ball, deep balls, proper angles, and taking the right position is a key component to this league. And so the flags give you a great understanding of, is my angle right, and will I make the play without reaching, without lunging, you know. So the flags was definitely an element of the game that is very key. And so Coach Seeley did a good job with that one. We had a lot of fun with that.
But had you ever done it since junior high?
Not at all. Haven't done it before. But he definitely brought some spark into doing it, and I think that we should continue doing that, because angles and proper entry angles as far as the run game, playing in space is a, you know, like I said, is a big component to this game that you have to really take advantage of. So I think he did a good job with that one.
TJ, have you had a chance to go up against Rod Streeter in practice? And if so, how's he look?
Rod Streeter looks great. You know, I think all of the receivers look great right now. We're all trying to definitely understand the concepts that we're going through, but I think as far as the receiver core, we're all looking strong, and it's always good to compete against them guys. Sometimes it gets a little competitive to the sense where you don't want to lose a step on any of those guys because of the abilities that they have. So I think as far as the receiver core, they've been doing a great job.
You had a taste of some individual success last year. You got on the field quite a bit. How much more are you looking forward to year two and possibly being a starting corner and contributing to the success of the team?
You know, I think I'm definitely looking forward to the challenge, and the challenge of being able to step up in my role, whatever that role may be, return game, inside, outside, and taking advantage of it to the fullest extent, and allowing the team and the coaches to feel that they can count on me in certain situations. So I think that's the approach we all individually take, and it's up to us to practice and to rep it every day, day in and day out, to make sure that when that moment comes that you're able to stand up and hold your ground.